welcome to this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I am your co-host, Jody Sweeten, along with...
the other co-host, Celia Behar.
Well, hello, Celia Behar.
Well, hello, Jody Sweeten.
It is such a pleasure to be here today.
Oh, it really is. We've spent zero time together today.
I know. We've been busy shooting our YouTube channel content today. We do that around the beginning of every month. And so today we did one...
Oh my God. You guys, we did a, we won't even tell you what it was, but all I'm going to say is when we say it leaves some bad taste in our mouths, we don't mean that figuratively.
Yeah, no, literally. I'm still scraping my tongue.
It was awful.
Make sure you go to the YouTube channel and subscribe and you will find out what we're talking about.
I feel like we need to give a shout out to what we're drinking to get the taste out of our mouths. Oh my God, Suja.
Thank you guys. They sent me a huge box of this stuff.
I know.
Because we drink it all the time in our
house. Like they saved my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has really, really helped today to have a nice little bit of strawberry guava immunity.
What do I have? I have gut health, pineapple, coconut, and oh my gosh.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Your gut needs some
health.
Yeah. So how's your week been?
You know what? It's been okay. I'm prepping to get the kids back to school because, you know, my kids didn't go back.
Right.
In person last time, but they will this time, as every kid in LA pretty much will. And
yeah.
I have to say, it relates to my never. It's something I'm dreading about going back, kids going back to school,
right?
Which isn't much at this point. I'm dreading the making of lunches. I don't know if you know this about me, and I never thought that I would say this because I just didn't realize it was such a big deal. I hate making lunches. I hate making lunches for the kids to take to school. I hate it. I hate it so much. It stresses me out. I hate making sandwiches in general. Like, I won't make them. I can't. I find it very anxiety provoking.
A sandwich.
Yeah.
Like two pieces of bread,
yep.
Slap some sort of condiment on, a few pieces of meat, some cheese, maybe.
No, I can peanut butter and jelly I'm fine with, even though that's a little sticky and there's going to get crumbs are going to get on my counter and that freaks me. I don't like it. I don't like the crumbs.
I get it. I don't like that either. But
But if it's different than that, if it's like more of a sandwich, if it involves slicing cheese, mayo, lettuce, tomato, anything, all I see is a mess. Like, I'm like, these are all things I have to take out and then it makes a mess and I have to put it away and I have to make the perfect, you know, like, equal balance of things. And what if it's too much mayo? What if it's too much mustard? And then I ruin the whole thing and someone won't eat it.
Coming from another anxiety ridden stress ball, I completely understand those sentiments. But my question to you is, why don't you just put other small, like, I rarely make sandwiches because my kids don't eat them. So, like, why don't you put something else in the sandwich?
Oh, I don't make sandwiches. My kids will tell you. I won't make them almost ever.
What if I really want a PB&J?
I'll
will you
make
go make
you,
me a sandwich?
Yes, I would make you a PB&J, but
what
I won't
if I
make
wanted
you past that.
A croque madame?
I don't even know what that is. Is that got frog in it? What is that?
First of all, croque madame is delicious.
What is that?
Or is it the croque monsieur?
It's very
that
bougie.
It's super bougie. No, it's actually not though. It's like an open faced sandwich, and there's like a fried egg on top
Ooh.
Of it, and it's ham and cheese. It's
no
delicious.
No, then the frying of the egg is going to splatter stuff on the stove, and then I got to clean the stove. This is all I look at when I go to make lunches. So honestly, what I do is I make dinners, and I always make extra dinner, and I make my kids, you know, have like those little bento boxes that they go to school
with. Okay, that's
and
fine.
I give them leftovers for their lunch that was part of dinner.
Okay,
and
that's
sometimes
fine.
That might get turned into a sandwich. And then they have chips or they have whatever. By the way, I used to give my mother.
Well, hold on. We're going to get to all that.
Okay.
We're going to get to all that. Because we have an order of the show now that
we
like
do.
To try and go in.
I know.
And we've been getting better at it.
Yeah. Well, that's because of Sabrina. That has nothing to
that's
do
true.
With
that's true. That's our. For those of you that don't know, and if we haven't shouted her out recently, I think we try to every episode, but our new producer, Sabrina, is fucking killing it.
Yeah.
And is really the one driving this train. I mean, it could be straight going into a wall,
right, yeah.
But it's
like
still.
She built
but,
the train.
Right.
She put the tracks up.
Right.
Like
now,
we're
whether
going.
We pay attention to right. where the tracks are going is a whole other thing.
We might run someone over anyway.
I
that's
mean,
all.
Depends on who's driving.
And who it is that we might run over.
Which we said was Sabrina. So we're off
Never
the hook run. Here.
Yeah.
If anybody gets hit, it's her fault.
Right. Right, exactly.
But no, we've been doing a lot better. I'm really proud of us.
I agree.
But what else, anything else been going on? But other than our sandwich time?
I don't know.
Prepping for kids to go back to school. Are you ready for that? I mean, by the time this airs, the kids will have been back in school for a little bit, so.
I mean, I think I'm going to stock up on masks because our kids are going back in masks. And I got to find ones that, you know, fit Lulu's tiny face.
I know. Bea has a tiny head like me.
And I also, Lulu has a tiny head like me as well. And I want to find ones that, like, I know are comfortable that she's going to keep on because sometimes they're a little scratchy, which I agree. So I got to look at that. Other than that, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm like, I don't want it. I don't want to deal with it yet. So I keep getting notices from the school and I'm like, great, I'll look at that later. But really it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, I get that. But you are going out of town this weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to, well, this week I'm going to actually do a little staycation kind of situation 2 hours away. But yes, Dustin and I are going to go away and be alone. No kids, no dog, no cats, just us.
Wow. Yeah. Leaving the menagerie behind.
And this is the first time that we'll have been out of town since our live show in San Francisco at Sketchfest.
Wow. Yeah. It's been a while.
Well, we went until Dustin and I started dating like months before lockdown. Right. And then we're kind of like, oh, I guess this is a
thing.
Okay. Right. Like, here we go.
So, very true. Well, so I will be excited to hear how that goes because I know you definitely –
yeah.
Need a break.
I do.
And I'm not saying that just because, you know.
I'm insane.
You're insane. Because that's always. But I just know that you have been taking on quite a bit and quite a few clients and quite a few stresses lately. So I'm very excited for you to go out of town. And most particularly, particularly, I am excited for you to get away from Willa.
Well. You know, she's a little much sometimes.
I know. Yeah. Sorry, Willa. I would say sorry, Dustin, but I know he doesn't listen to this. Probably has a better chance of listening to this show than Dustin does.
He's like, I tried. I listened to 2 episodes. I hear you talk all the time.
Yeah, they have to listen to us all the time. They don't want to hear us.
Yeah, I agree. I don't really want to hear me either.
Well,
what have you been up to this week?
What have I been up to this week? Some work, you know, meeting stuff, trying to get the kids ready for back to school, trying to do some online shopping and feeling like I'm being thwarted at every turn because it's like, we're going to sign into your PayPal to do it. And then the PayPal is not working or that it's just like, you know what? Everything today has been hard.
Yeah.
Everything today has just been like running into a wall. And I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's things. I don't know if it's me versus things or just the general, like whatever's happening today, but it's just... things are just not going smooth sailing. So I'm here. That's about it.
That you know what I when I have days like that, and certainly I have a bunch, I find now that when I'm like, you know how when you just wake up in the morning and like from the second you wake up, you're like, oh my God, everything's going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in my life, I've learned to just embrace that. Like I'm just like, okay, everything's just gonna suck today.
Do you know when this is really silly, but I'm going to share it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I wake up like that and I'm like in a bad mood, I will intentionally get out of the bed on the other side just to see if it changes things up a little bit.
And if Mescal's there, you're just like, hold on, I'm going to climb over you?
No, the dog wakes him up at like 6 o'clock in the morning and he takes the dog outside. He likes to be up in the morning like for like an hour, have his quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
No one's talking, you know, or cackling at some article they're reading on Instagram. I'm not saying it's me, but it's me.
Oh my God.
And so, you know, I like to give him his space. But yeah, sometimes I'll wake up and I'll be like, you know what? I kind of hate everyone today. Let's see if maybe getting out on that side of the bed helps. It doesn't, but I just try it. I don't know. It's like a weird thing where I'm like, let me just see.
I would have to ninja roll out of the other side of my bed because let me just tell you, since Dustin and I don't live together, when I'm at my house by myself and I sleep in my bed, the other side of my bed remains completely made like a psychopath because I'm like, I don't need to unmake that side of the bed. So getting out on the other side, I'd have to get above my cover and like roll over and like do some sort of like jump out of my neck. I don't want to mess up my blankets.
Well, you wouldn't have to though. Like you wouldn't have to ninja roll. You're choosing to ninja roll. That is a difference.
Then I have more work to do. Listen, this is like the lunches. I don't want to do any more work. I want things to be neat and clean and put together, and I want them always to look like that forever.
So the reason that school lunches got brought up is, A, the kids are going back to school, so there is that.
Right.
But I don't know if anybody out there saw this video. It was on TikTok.
14.1 million people saw it, so there is that.
I don't know if any of those 14.1 million people are listening to this show. I would assume they
probably
are.
Not.
I would assume that they are. Great, okay. But just in case. So there's this mom. Her name is Alicia Doherty. Mm-hmm. Yes. Alicia Doherty. She's on TikTok. And she documents all kinds of things about her life with 10 kids on her TikTok, which is Doherty Dozen, which is, I think, really funny.
Adorable, yeah.
And one of her videos went viral last week. And it was basically, she set up a video in her kitchen and did like the, you know, time-lapse video right. of her making school lunches and breakfast for her 10 kids. And even just watching the video, I was like, oh man, I already would be like, I don't want to do this. Just watching the sped up video.
Yeah. Which was like, yeah, and it's sandwiches. It's not like what I do. She didn't make a bunch of macaroni and cheese the day before and like throw it in Tupperware.
She's killing it.
Yeah, she is.
This mom, okay, like you said, it was viewed by 14.1 million people and got more than 1.6 million likes.
Amazing.
And I definitely like this video for two reasons. A, it's not me. B, yeah. I just think, I mean, this mom must be so organized. It's amazing. And I mean, she just is like totally zen doing it. But it's like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. She gets up at 5 a.m. At 5 a.m., if my kids can even come into my room and ask me a question, and sometimes the little one does, like, can I have my iPad yet? Oh, I have God, been known to throw things at them. I will growl. I have bitten one of them for trying to pull the blankets off of me. That's not a lie. Harper will be like, yeah, she bit me. I bit her. I was like, get off of me. It was 5:30 in the morning. I don't want to get up. Get the hell out of my room. And then she did. So getting up to make lunches, sandwiches, nonetheless.
You wouldn't make sandwich on a full 8 hours.
The
of
fuck
sleep.
I'd just move away. Like, so, my kids be on their own.
I mean, yeah, and look, maybe it's the Dolly playing in the background.
It's a very cute video.
She's got it set to Dolly Parton's 9 to 5, which just makes anyone happy because mm-hmm. A, it's Dolly Parton, and how can you not be happy? And B, great song.
Yep.
Great
always,
movie.
Always.
But she has, this mom has this down. It is like assembly line happening.
I felt like kind of a dick as I watched it because I was like, she's got 10 kids, which my older sister has 10 kids, and we'll go back to that later. But I was like, I don't want to make two fucking sandwiches. Like, I'm a dick. I'm a dick mom.
Yeah.
Dick mom.
Yeah, who bites their kids?
Who? Well.
The fuck?
Dude. She shouldn't be trying to wake me up.
But in this video, she goes through her morning routine to, like, feed, pack lunches, give her kids vitamins. I mean, she's giving these kids vitamins.
I know.
I don't have 10 kids.
Yeah.
And I forget vitamins. I forget vitamins for me.
I have vitamins. I have so many containers of vitamins because I always think, like, oh, I got to get them chewable vitamins. But I'm like, never out of vitamins because I never give them to them, like ever. There's so many. I could build like a wall of vitamins. I could, like Tetris.
Would bing, you? Bing, bing, bing.
I mean, I do that you over should, making you know a what? Fucking sandwich.
You know what? There's your time-lapse video. Instead of packing vitamins and making sandwiches, it's just you making a Tetris wall out of all of the unused vitamins that your kids don't get because you forget.
Right. I would do that over making a sandwich. Right. I'm not kidding.
So her day starts at 5 a.m. and she is like sorting out the little vitamins into little pots for the kids. It's full on, which really I'm not in a bad way. But like what that reminded me of was like Nurse Ratched or like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, you know, or like treatment when you're like here, put everyone here's everyone's little meds in their thing. She lays out 20 slices of bread, makes 10 sandwiches with either jelly or ham and mayo.
So many crumbs.
Okay. She then begins packing.
There's so many crumbs. There's so many crumbs happening right now. And there's knives that are being dirty. There's jelly or there's mayonnaise. That's two knives that you got to watch later. No, this is how I look at it. And then she's got to put back all these things in. Like they get a choice. But they get ham and mayonnaise or they get a peanut butter and jelly sort of situation. So you're taking out different things. They get choices. No.
It's jelly and ham it makes and mayo.
And you got to put all that back and you got to clean up the lids and you got to make sure they're all closed. And see, I can't do it.
Obviously.
It really freaks me out.
So she has then begins packing in 10 named lunch bags with the lunches. She's also got the snacks. She's cutting up apples. She didn't even buy the pre-cut apples. She cuts up the apples. Off. Well, because the pre-cut ones are more expensive.
And they suck.
They do.
They really do.
They do. They're but you know dry. What? It's well, and they're like mealy and whatever. Yeah, I don't know. No. But you know, if you don't want to cut up apples, like sometimes we probably feel like, then you buy the cut apples. But this, like, she is putting in work. And then She makes them a breakfast.
She has mini muffins, scrambled eggs. Yeah, they've got mini muffins in their lunches too. Which, who doesn't like a mini muffin?
Right, my kids call them baby muffins, and they fucking love them.
I want to move in with her a little bit. Can I have a mini muffin, and you can make me a sandwich? I don't want to do any of that.
Oh, you got lost. You're at the wrong house. I'm not making 10 sandwiches and mini muffins. No. That's not happening. But I am so impressed by this mom because she's just like doing the deal. I mean, there's so many reasons I'm impressed by her. There are so many reasons I will never be her. No matter if I tried.
Right.
That I just am not that on top of things. Not these days anyway. But did you read the comments?
Yeah, some of the comments were crazy. Wait, we should also mention that the kids, some of them are biologically of the loin, as we say. And who says? That's what, the first time I ever heard that was actually Sarah Gilbert with Melissa.
Of the loin?
That's what she said. Someone asked her about her and Melissa, and she, you know, about adoption.
And they said, are your children of the loin or not?
Sarah Gilbert, when she was getting in, shut up.
I would be like a pork loin? What do you mean?
Someone was interviewing, it may have been Ellen, it may have been Oprah, I can't remember, but they were interviewing Melissa and Sarah Gilbert, and the host said something like, oh, and you know, how did your parents refer to you since Melissa is adopted? And
you mean, how did they refer to you?
Making like, did they ever make it a big deal kind of thing, I guess? And
nobody ever, I'm gonna tell you this right now, as an adoptee, nobody ever makes a big deal about it being adopted, an adopted kid.
Until
nobody in the family ever, they're not like, oh, that's my, you know, like, they're like, no, it's my sister, you know? And like, everybody else is like, well, how do you call them? And you're like, my sister. Right. What do you know how I call, that. Like, call them.
I have a friend who's adopted, whose brother once said, you know, I've always treated you like a real sister. I was like, ooh, the fact that he put real in there, I feel like maybe.
I mean, my kids say that shit to each other because they're half siblings, right. But they're just trying to be assholes. An adult says it, they just are an asshole.
Yeah. Right. Well, it was Sarah Gilbert said, you know, like I was born of the loin of my parents. That's how she put it. And then she said Melissa was by choice. That was how she put it. And I thought that always stuck with me because I was like, what an interesting way to put that. Anyways.
I mean, I'm very stuck on an interesting way to put that. So really, but it's not they say. Sarah Gilbert once said of the loin, and now you've taken that on as a thing.
I just think I've never heard that before. So
I have two children of the loin.
Of the loin.
And I am by the choice.
By the choice.
Right. But am I a choice loin?
Ooh. See, now I just
now that
am hungry.
Is definitely referring to a cut of meat.
Yeah, that is. Five of the kids are adopted.
Okay.
I believe. And
so how many aren't? Just kidding.
Oh, math. I don't know that one of my kids, either of my kids maybe wouldn't be able to answer that, by the way, which is why they're going back to school. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. And yes, of course, then people like started commenting. Although I will say, because someone said something like, I'm sorry, have you like, who has 10 kids, which gave me the giggles because, like I said, my older sister has 10 kids, all of which she gave birth through the vaginal canal.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you? I would have much rather you said of the loin.
I know.
That is the only time I would have preferred you say of the loin.
Nope.
As preferred to the vaginal canal.
I know.
Don't ever say, God.
Oh, take a ride in the vaginal canal.
No, don't. No. What is it, was it like the little Venice canal?
Yes.
Does it have like the singing?
Yes, actually, I think all of them rode themselves right out of there. They had those little poles. They pushed them right out of
gondoliers. Uterus. That's what the word I'm thinking of.
That is exactly
vaginal gondoliers.
Vaginal gondoliers.
Oh boy.
Well, we were off to a good start. But now not so much. I think I've said this before on the show. I'm going to own it again because people said, you know, who has 10 kids? Listen, she's my sister. I have thought the same thing, that she is my sister. And I have called my older sister a human pest dispenser because she has 10 kids. And because honestly, my mom used to call us and say, hey, I have news for you. And my response was, is Lori pregnant? And she'd say, yes, how'd you know? I'm like, well, after 5 kids, I was kind of like, sure.
Right.
Like, sure.
But I don't even know what I was going to say. I'm still stuck on the 10 kids.
Vaginal canal?
No, gondoliers.
Vaginal gondoliers. Whee! Now I just hear like someone singing like Italian.
All I can picture is the guys at the Venetian in Las Vegas. Like, and I feel like just if there's ever going to be a place for some vaginal gondoliers, it's going to be Vegas.
In the striped shirts with, the, with the fake mustache.
Oh, wow. Ooh, yeah. Okay. So anyway, wow. That took a hard left. So...
Comments.
Some of the comments were really funny. One person, Abomination Roll, said, the video is not sped up. She is actually just moving that fast, which I wouldn't be surprised by. And, you know, the video, like I said, is one of those time-lapse things. Right. But for her to be, like, making lunches, sandwiches, packing it all, and then making breakfast eggs, like...
No, I'm a dick mom. I'm a dick mom. Like, I wouldn't do... My kids make themselves breakfast almost all the time, and it's typically cereal, because I'm like, no, I don't want to.
I do have a comment that I would like to direct at you, though, from someone named Paige Lee. And I'm going to paraphrase this, but it says... But she said basically, like, I don't think I remember her asking for y'all's opinion on how many kids she has, Celia.
I know. It wasn't on her. It was on my sister. It was my sister.
Some of y'all forget that. I promise you, this is what the thing says. I'm just quoting it. Some of y'all forget that having 1 to 3 kids wasn't as common a long time ago. People having large families is common, and there's nothing wrong with it, so long as she can support them.
Right. Listen, my sister is very religious. That's partly what she's always wanted, a very big family. She's got grandchildren that, she's got a few grandchildren that are older than her youngest child. But I also know this about my sister. She did not make 10 lunches all at the same. That's not something she ever did, because she got the older ones to start helping out and make things for the younger ones. She told me for every kid she had, she did less and less work because she put it on the older ones to help out the younger ones.
That sounds like a great way to ruin your relationship with your older kids.
Well,
you know, and... Well, what's funny is she says, why is she getting dragged for not making the kids help? 10 kids in a kitchen trying to make food is chaos.
Absolutely.
And I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, I agree.
I've told my kids before, I'm like, okay, you guys are making lunches now. And it's chaos.
Yeah.
And that's not, we're not even talking sandwiches. We're like talking, just grab some things out of the fridge, right. Like a little squeezy food, you know, the little applesauce packs, things, like some fruit and whatever. It's wild. And so I totally agree with, she's like, why is she getting dragged for not making the kids help? Can you imagine 10 kids in the kitchen?
No, I would actually prefer to make a sandwich by myself for my kids.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't.
Then have my kids make the sandwich?
You don't want to make a sandwich in the first place.
I don't, but I will do it over them, because the mess I'm going to make is still going to be less than the mess they're going to make. I want to have a heart attack.
Is yours a no sandwich household?
No, they will try and make sandwiches. And I'm like, you better clean that up before I come in there, because if I see crummies all over the place, I'm going to start to cry. And they're like, yes, we know. Now they like to screw with me, by the way. When there's crumbs out or whatever, and I'm like,
crummies.
Crummies. That's a Friends reference. So, and now I'm like, I can't go outside to go to the pool yet. Like, I gotta clean up the stuff. And they're like, but what happens if you don't? And I'm like, why would I not?
Okay, but here's the thing. I want you to, I'm gonna read a quote to you.
Oh God.
That's gonna make you feel bad. I mean, at least I hope it does. It says, Brian Wayne Johnson here, he added, I know this isn't a serious or sentimental post, but I spent every day wishing my mom made me lunch as a kid, and she never did. You are a good mom. Do you feel bad now, Celia? Do you feel bad?
No, because I actually do make them a lunch every day. I just don't make sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
They have a lunch every day. And listen, I understand that. My mom started off making us sandwiches as you know, little kids, and they were not good.
Well, you can walk to school, or you can carry your lunch.
That's right. You can walk to school, or you can carry your lunch.
And that's it.
Which one is it going to be?
But here's some facts about the Doherty family, which I just... So Alicia and Josh live in Pittsford, New York with their 10 kids, 5 of which are adopted. Although no more than 2% of Americans have actually adopted kids. Did you know this was an interesting fact that we found out? More than a third of people have considered it, but it's so expensive.
Yeah.
Adopting kids is, for as you know, so incredibly expensive. That it's really hard. Even people that want to adopt often can't for financial reasons, which I think should really, you know, if there's going to be a serious message from this show, which there rarely is, but sometimes we hit on one, it's that I think adoption should be much more affordable.
Yes. In country as well. It's actually cheaper to adopt from out of our country than within. But our foster care system is overbooked and terrible. Yeah. My sister, Julie, she, after she had her first daughter, Isabel, mm-hmm. and she wanted to have a second and couldn't conceive as fast, and so thought maybe something was wrong, decided that she wanted to adopt from within our America, and she couldn't do it. It was that expensive.
Yeah,
that
it's
she
really
couldn't do it, had to give up, and had just started paperwork to adopt from outside of the country when she found out she was pregnant.
Oh, wow.
So, and then she was like, well, now I really can't afford this. So,
yeah, well, one out of every 25 U.S. families with children have an adopted child, according to the U.S. Census. And about half of those have both biological and adopted children. So I think that that's a really, I love that.
I do too.
Again, as an adoptee, I'm always happy to hear those stories about, you know, different kinds of families. Or if you don't want kids, that's okay too. Because if you've listened to the show long enough, you might not.
Well, we've done an entire show about, you know, being adopted. Not me. I didn't have much to say, but it was really interesting to listen to you and our friend talk about what was, you know, what that was like. And you being, you know, within, you know, this country, and she was not. She was adopted from Korea.
Right.
And came to her family here, you know, as a 2-year-old. And so it's interesting to, you know, it was really interesting to me to listen to your different experiences, you know, with being adopted
yeah.
and meeting other people who are adopted. And, you know, it's so strange because, like, I'm close to both of you and I never really think about that at all. You know, like, it's not something that I'm like, and especially when I'm with you and your mom and dad, like, it never.
I mean,
really...
I appreciate that you've never turned to them and been like, so do you love her like she's really yours?
Oh, I have.
Thanks for that.
No, that's not. I've totally DM'd, you know, your mom and been like just out of curiosity.
Right. And it depending on the day, she'll be like, you know, today I'm really not. Yeah. No, my mom. No. I actually had a great conversation with my mom today. I miss my mommy.
Your mom's awesome.
But yeah, I am absolutely. I'm speechless at
what
this woman
she's
at what she's doing. Like, that's amazing. Now, you had three sisters.
I have two sisters.
That's what I mean. There are one.
I have a half brother as well, but I always forget that.
Wow.
It's true. Did you ever hear me say it? I don't even know if I've ever said it on the show.
Wow.
I forget it all the time. Sorry.
You're that asshole.
No, I think he's that asshole.
Oh, this sounds like a whole bunch of family drama that I am not getting in the middle
of. Yeah, he's way younger than me. We, you know, I was already in college. I was like maybe a sophomore when my stepmom had him. Like, I just never really knew him. I still really don't, you know, like, I just.
Got it.
I didn't grow up with him. Like, okay, it's not like I'm just like, you know, it's not like on.
No, I get that because I have, you know, my dad had older kids. And so I have my sister and I wasn't raised with her. So it's sometimes I feel like, you know, I'm an only child, but I do have, you know, other siblings through my dad that
No, I know you do. I just made a, what's it called? Reference, Arrested Development and you missed it, but that's fine. It's Anyang.
You know, some of those jokes now, I don't know that they could air today, but it's funny.
It's so funny.
Just on a side note here, our producer Sabrina is one of six kids, and she was the oldest of six kids.
Yeah,
and
she was shaking her head when I was saying that my older sister Lori makes her kids all take care of the ones underneath, and I know that has to be because she has had to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, Sabrina was like, yeah, I basically became mom.
Yeah.
And I mean, that many kids, like, I watch my two fight over the bathroom space and privacy and who gets to touch what thing
in
the house.
Who's breathing on who.
Right. And, like, that's, I mean, you just, and she even said, if you hate mayo on your sandwich, your mom can't remember. I have two kids and I often don't remember.
Oh, I don't care.
Because you don't make sandwiches.
Even when I make them.
Blatantly obvious. You
Lulu
don't give a fuck
frequently
about
is like, Mom, I don't sandwich. Like mayo. I just like the mustard. And I'm like, well, they're both on there. Just mush them together. It's fine. She's like, I don't get another sandwich. I'm like, no, I don't like making sandwiches. I made you a sandwich. That's like enough. You're just going to have to figure it out.
Here's what you do. You put mayo on one piece of bread and mustard on the other. Then you only have to remove... one piece of bread.
That's still wasting bread. I'd make her eat it.
by remove, I did, you could lick the mayo off the bread if you really wanted to.
She doesn't like mayo. I just mix them in together, make it a little like Dijonaise, and then I'm like, you're fine. And you like it. I'm like, here's a knife, scrape it off, put the sandwich back on, put more mustard on to block out the mayo. The end.
See, yeah, I mean,
mom hack,
mom hack, yeah, mom hack. There we go. There's our tips and tricks for making breakfast. Don't do what
don't
this mom does.
Don't give a fuck. Right. You get what you get and you don't get upset. Listen, my mom had a policy.
Unless there's crummies on the counter, well, apparently.
Then I get upset. That's different. First of all, my mom had a policy, and no joke, and I think I've talked about this before, and it's kind of funny, even though it's not, you know, you don't eat it, you wear it. So as far as I'm concerned, those kids are getting off easy in my house. Nobody's wearing, you know, mayo.
Nobody's wearing sandwiches.
Nobody's wearing sandwiches
sandwich
that
boards,
I know
perhaps.
Of. It's there'd be crummies a lot of places. You that was a terrible. A I heard the joke. It wasn't.
I know. It wasn't
it
funny.
It didn't land very well. Wait, can I say that my mom started out making us sandwiches? She'd only make two sandwiches.
We finish each other's
sandwiches. I love that. I do. I love frozen. I don't care. My mom could only make two sandwiches. It was tuna fish.
That's two more than you make.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. That's not true. One of them I'll make. One of the peanut butter and jelly or tuna fish. Okay. And my mom made peanut butter and jelly. I'm not kidding. You joke, but hold on.
Oh God.
Hold on. So my mom kept making peanut butter and jelly, and I'm not kidding you. There was a point in time my mom made peanut butter and jelly so much, like it was like the fourth month in a row that that's all we ate. And I said, "Mom, I can't." Like, and I was like little, like I'm
right,
like,
"I can't eat.
Please,
more.
You have to give me something else. Like, I can't do this anymore." And she said, "I already made it for tomorrow. If you can just eat it one more time, I promise you, I'll never make you peanut butter and jelly again for school ever." And I was like, "Okay, great." And so I ate it. And then the next day she made tuna fish because that's all she would make. And she had me with the tuna fish sandwich. And then the day after that, she started making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Remembered midway that she wasn't going to do that and just decided to not scrape off the peanut butter. Thought maybe that the tuna fish would hide the peanut butter in there. And she just put the tuna fish on the peanut butter. And that's what she sent me to school with. I got made fun of a lot, just so you know. I was like, there people were like, what is that? Because you could see it. Like, she didn't even attempt to. It was kind of like, that's what it is.
Yeah. I feel like that flavor was one of the things that we ate today.
That is very,
in
very
our
close.
Show.
That's probably actually why I could get that one down. Wow. It was really
so Wait. Mm-hmm.
I know what you're going to ask me. I couldn't get school lunch.
You ate the sandwich?
No. No way. Ate whatever else was in there and I threw it away, which of course she asked me, like, did you eat your sandwich? Because that was always her big thing. Don't throw it away. Bring it home. And I was like,
no. She could reuse it again the next day?
Pretty much. Yeah. If you had like a half a sandwich left, she'd send it.
I get it.
No,
I get it.
You know. I mean, I that much, you know, listen, and the crazy things that my mother's done, that part is fine.
Also, I get, you know, look, sometimes you're like, look, you didn't eat that half a sandwich. You're going to eat it tonight for dinner or tomorrow. That's right. That's going to be your snack after school. I do that a lot. I'm like, no, whatever you didn't eat in your lunch, just eat it now because we're not throwing that food away. Now we're just, you're wasting food and that's not happening.
Or in my house, it could be, you know, your hat or your kippah because if you don't eat it, you wear it. So I could have made it into a whole fashion item,
but I didn't.
What
if you wanted to wear it as a brooch?
It was a little bit too big, but yeah, I could have like undone it and like bink and like, it would have been like pasties. I could have done it like that. Just whoop, you know? And we weren't allowed to get school lunch, by the way. I thought that's what you're going to ask me. Like, why didn't you just go and get like school lunch? Because, you know, you'd have like most people have like a lunch account, or at the very least you could get school lunch and they'll charge
you. Right.
You did not get to have school lunch in my house. None of us ever, ever. Like, I never got
school
lunch.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say you probably weren't missing much.
Definitely not. But you know what? There's like a point when you go to school and it's like the cool thing to do is actually
right. Because who wants to bring? Yes, right. I remember that.
No, yeah. You did not. Nope. Because my mom was and probably still is a complete health nut, and so she was like, absolutely not. You cannot get that. Oh, P.S. My mom is one of the worst cooks that you'll ever know in your entire life, and very recently in my life. Made salad that she put rose water on and then tried to get me and my sister Julie to eat it. She was like, I found this amazing rose water and it's on the salad and you should eat it.
You know, I just had rose water for the first time the other day.
But not on a salad, I bet, with a hard-boiled egg in it.
No, I believe I put it in like a Turkish coffee.
Yeah, that's about right.
It was also on like a sort of flan.
Flan.
But it was like Middle Eastern. So it was some sort of... custard thing with rose water.
Rose water is a big deal. Like, definitely. Like, it's Israelis use it. There's a dessert I love that you pour a little rose water on and some pistachio. It's so good.
Yeah, that's what I had. I didn't even know rose water was a thing. It was quite delicious.
So yummy. It's not delicious on a regular old salad with a hard boiled egg and some, you know, blue cheese in it. It's not good.
Yeah,
it's
that feels problematic.
It was
so
not
what you're saying is you're never going to make that for a school lunch either.
Oh, I'm not saying that at all. I might. It depends on how much they piss me off. I could just I
say no, they're
things.
Not getting a peanut butter and tuna sandwich because you won't make a sandwich.
I won't make a sandwich. So we're
going to play a little game here.
Oh, God. Okay.
Don't worry. I'm not going to make you make a sandwich.
I thought
you were not. Don't worry. I'm not going to do that.
All right. Because you know what? I'd be out right now.
Yeah. Who can guess how long this video really actually took? How long do you think that this took her?
And then
let's say, do we want to say just the lunches or are we going to say lunch and breakfast? Let's say lunch and breakfast, the whole video.
At least an hour. Just taking out of all the stuff and laying it out the way that she does, cutting up apples, getting all the condiments out, getting knives, putting things away, then frying eggs, cooking things up. Like that's at least an hour.
I mean,
I think it would take me an hour, but I would also need to clean my stove in between.
I'm going to
stress me out.
Wow. I thought I was uptight.
I don't like splatter on my stovetop.
What's the over under on this? Is that what it's called? The bet? I don't know. I don't make bets because I lose.
I thought you always win. You're the winner. You win everything. You win all the games. You have to win.
I do, but when I don't like to put money on them just in case.
I think that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. So I'm gonna say.
You think it's more or less than an
hour? I think it's more. I'm gonna say 90 minutes.
Okay.
Because if she's getting up at five, If she's getting up at five, I'm gonna say like 6:30 because then you gotta get the kids up.
I was gonna
you
say,
gotta
get them out
the door, you know, all that for like an hour.
Brush their
teeth. I'm gonna say this takes her like 90 minutes.
Do we know the answer, Sabrina? Do we even know the answer?
Oh, we don't know the answer. That was her. Oh. Okay. So that was what she wrote as the caption was how long this really took.
We're going to have to tag her and see if we can get some sort of answer.
Yeah. Alicia, how long did this take you? And
did the crummies make you crazy?
You know what? The only thing I can think of is like, I wish she had like a little Rosie the Robot from the Jetsons that could just help her make those sandwiches. I feel like an assembly line with some sort of motorized component would really help. Yeah.
I also think if she, you know, listen, I know that you were making two different kinds of sandwiches with, either jelly, ham and, you know, with ham and mayonnaise. If you wanted to just combine those, apparently that's fine, too. You know,
I wonder if she ever accidentally has. I'm sure at five in the morning.
How do you not?
There has been some kid has gotten to school and been like, oh, mom, I got a half ham and half jelly sandwich.
I wonder if she notices it. And then it's like she's got like the discard pile.
Right, you're like,
you know, she's like, ah, and there's just like a bunch piled up. Sabrina's just shaking her head because she has this much faith that she probably has never done this, which, oh, no, she's just gagging over the thought of this.
Jelly and mayo. Oh, do I have a story for you? I'm not going to tell it because it has to do with our YouTube show and we want people to watch.
We'll tell you after and they will see. We have a story about that as well. It's interesting.
Pretty
it's interesting stuff.
Special. You know what I'm going to say though? I have a strange craving for a tuna sandwich right now. Maybe melt.
Do you want me to make you one with some peanut butter? Because I could do that.
Please don't.
It's Bon Bon's special recipe right there.
If you do that, I'm going to throw crumbs everywhere. But
in your house, that's fine. I'll leave. You're not at my house.
I'm gonna. As you walk down my driveway, I'm gonna throw crumbs at you like it's a wedding.
Do you know the best way that would? Right.
And then birds are gonna come flying.
No,
and they're
I don't
gonna
like
peck
birds
at you.
Either.
I know. That's why I'm making it worse.
You know what? You just throw a little Myrna in there, and we'll have a goddamn freaking party in my
she'll
house.
She'll be waiting in the passenger seat.
You could just if I ever came home and there was crumbs all over my house with little Myrna sitting on a her very own chair and birds in my house. I would burn my house down. Just
Sabrina, did you write that down? Because that's obviously what we're going to be doing in our free time is going to Celia's.
She has a key to my house. It is a little a little bit scary.
Oh, yeah.
That you have a key to my house and you could do that.
I do?
Yeah. I gave you one and I hope you lost it, actually.
I don't know where I put that.
Great.
Well,
I like that.
That'll be convenient when something actually happens.
No, we have another question, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. How long would it take you to do that?
I wouldn't do it. So no time at all because I wouldn't do it.
What do you think? Do you like?
It would take me over an hour because I'm not kidding. I have to clean as I go.
I know. I do too.
I would not be able to do
it. It would take me far too long.
And I would cry.
Right. And what do you think in dad time? What do you think?
Wait, I'm sorry. You think there's a dad out there that's going to make 10 lunches?
I do. There's some. There are some out there.
No, I do not. But I don't think that's true.
I would love to. Here's my wish. Mm-hmm. My Christmas wish. Okay. No. What?
Hanukkah.
It's, you get eight isn't wishes. It a song? There's like that Amy Grant song. My Christmas wish.
You're asking a Jew. Like that. You're okay, asking anyway. A Jew. I don't know. There's a dreidel, dreidel, dreidel song I know. I don't go for the Christmas song.
But either. What I was going to say is that my wish is for us to hear out there from some dad listeners who would make their 10 kids sandwiches who are.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. And how long it takes you. If I had to guess about a dad making 10 sandwiches.
I feel like it would actually take them half the time
I was just going to say that. 20 minutes.
I remember when my dad used to make my school lunches. Like, I always knew. The reason I knew was the fingerprints in the sandwich from when it was being cut.
Yes.
Like, I'll never forget. I was young and my mom, you know, always made lunches and did all that kind of stuff. And there was always a little note in there, which I love. Yeah, my mom always would put a little note in my lunchbox. Like,
I'm
going to
put little
notes
in my kids' lunchboxes.
It's really cute. And I remember it to this day.
It's going
to
say, clean up your fucking crumbs. Every note I put in there for my kids.
Right. No, don't spill this.
Don't.
But I remember my mom had surgery or something when I was young. And my dad had to get me ready for school. So he had to put my hair in a ponytail.
Oh, my.
Which
that had to hurt.
It was, well, it didn't even hurt as much as it was just lumpy. And I remember being like, oh, my God, how can my hair look like this? Like, it's not that hard. And now that I have kids and I can't do my hair or their hair, I'm like, oh, I feel you, Dad. I get it. Like, I do dad hair on them, basically, if they would have let me comb their hair at all. But he would cut the sandwiches and he would hold the sandwich down as though it was running away.
Like, maybe
really?
It was.
Might have been.
I've heard some of your dad's stories. That is not something I would doubt.
Press his three fingers into it. So there was like two fingers and a thumb. And then he'd cut in between that, right?
I can see it.
And so, like, I'd get the sandwich and I'd be like, oh. Like, it was just like, bleh, you know, in the fucking sandwich. But two on one side, one on the other, because two fingers and a thumb.
Sure.
So that was always, I was like, oh, Dad made lunch. Yeah.
That's like when my ex once had to get Harper ready for school, because I think I'd just gone back to work. And I think the lunch didn't make it there that I'd made. But the daycare, when I picked her up, they were like hysterically laughing because they were like, you didn't dress her this morning, did you? I said, no, why? They're like, look at her. And she came out and they're like, we called her the aerobics instructor all day. She was in a pair of leggings that were, she was at the time was five. They were for about a two-year-old. They were insanely tight and sort of spandexy. And then she was in a shirt that I'd put into a box to donate. So it was like a little tank top. And
right,
really,
but you're like, oh, look at the clothes lying by the door. We should use these.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what he did, was thinking that like, oh, that's just stuff that she keeps out for me. And then he had her in little tennis shoes and had also made like a lumpy ponytail and then put a headband on her. And she did. She looked like a little aerobics instructor.
I mean, I would like to say that there are days that I don't walk out of the house looking like that. But you know what? Some days it's a struggle.
It's
some days it's a fucking struggle.
I think if dads were making lunches, I feel like it would be bologna and cheese, like pre-cut. And that they would be like a blackjack dealer. Like it would just be like, boom, boom, like he would just be like dealing cards out onto the sandwich.
Dealing bologna out?
Yeah. Dealing before he gets a vaginal gondola.
Oh God, you did it. You brought, I was like, when you started to pause, I was like, no, oh, no, no. And you closed it out with that. Well, at least we can say goodbye at this point so everyone can go wash their ears out and their brains and everything else that thought of whatever that is.
And their vaginal canals.
Oh my God, no, no, no. Stop it. Stop it, you. You're not. No.
It's been a really
God.
Long day and I've gotten to
goodbye. Boy. Yeah. And we're just done. No. If you want to, make sure and come follow us on our YouTube channel, which is Never Thought I'd Say This. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Never Thought I'd Say This. You can email us at ProtonMail, which is neverthoughtid at protonmail.com. We'd love to hear your suggestions, your comments, your thoughts, your lunch plans, whatever.
Facebook, you can also find us. Did you say that?
I said Facebook.
Twitter is Never Thought I'd.
Yep, there we go. And you can find me at Jody Sweeten on TikTok.
You had to think about it.
Because I was going to say a new thing. On TikTok, mm-hmm. Instagram, and Facebook is official Jodi Sweetin.
You can find me at the Celia Behar on everything. I think I have TikTok. I don't know what I am there. And who cares?
Because you know where else you can find her is at your local deli counter making sandwiches.
No, you absolutely cannot. But soon, apparently, we should do a show in Vegas. But it won't be that kind of show. So everyone just shut up. Don't give me that look.
I think you should take your own advice. Anyway. Listeners.
She touched me.
Thanks for joining us on this weird and wild ride. Don't say it. Don't say it. God. It's like you don't
getting
know
my
how
stripe,
to behave.
I'm getting my stripe shirt and my mustache. That.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
I don't know.
Okay, well, just remember, you guys, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Or your co-hosts.
I'd Say This with Jodi Sweetin and Celia Behar is an Audioboom original.